Testing. Oh, now it's working. Today is January 12th, 1999, and I am here in Bricktown, New Jersey, with Mrs. Agnes Dorothy Fairchild and her daughter Dottie Sachs. And this is Janet Levine for the National Park Service. Mrs. Fairchild came from Scotland in 1911 at the age of 10. At the time of this interview, Mrs. Fairchild is 98 years old. Okay, if you would say for the tape, your birth date.
My birth date is November 23rd, 1900.
And where in Scotland were you born?
In Ed Abbey Hill, Edinburgh. And I went to school there to the fourth grade. I loved living in Scotland, and when I heard that we were going to America, I didn't like it. I didn't want to come, but we had to come because my father couldn't find work. It was very hard to find work in Scotland. And my mother's father, my grandfather, offered to pay our way. My brother, who was 5 years older than me, 16, and mother. But dad came a year ahead of us to get work, and he lived with one of my mother's sisters in Cornwall, New York. So my grandfather said he would give us some money to come here. And
How about if I start asking you questions, we'll
I'd be
start back
better, be
in.
better.
Is Abbeydale? Is
Abbey
it
Hill,
Abbey Hill?
yes.
Okay. What do you remember about Abbey Hill?
Oh, Abbey Hill was very nice. It was right near the Queen's Park
And what was
and
that like?
right near Holyrood Palace.
Oh.
We lived right near Holyrood Palace.
Describe Hollywood Palace.
Well, I can't really describe it. The King and Queen used to come there every summer, and they would have what they call the tattoo. It was the kilties, and the king and queen would come out on a balcony, and everybody used to, went to the queen's to Holyrood Palace, and the King George and the queen mother now. That was before they were married. They had two daughters, and one was the queen now. And I always remember they used to sing a song when they came out on the balcony, and it would be, "Will you no come back again?" And they wanted them to come back every year, and they did. But it was a great day for that tattoo, and they had all kinds of dancing, and it was very nice. And Queen's Park was a great, it's there yet, but it was a great time. And I always remember I had my tonsils taken out when I was about 5 years old, and I went to the hospital to have them taken out, and you didn't stay in the hospital. You had to come home. And my dad carried me all the way through the Queen's Park. And I remember the house was in back somewhere. And I was quite sick. But in those days, you just had your tonsils out and then you go home.
Do you remember by any chance any of the words, or could you sing a part of Will You Come Back Again?
Will ye no come back again? Will ye no come back again? Better Luigi can it be? Will ye no come back again? And everybody sang. It was a lovely time.
And you went to school.
I went to school in the fourth grade,
Did
and I
you?
always remember if you did something wrong, they had a strap and they would hit you on the hand with it. But that was all. But I always remember they had what they call the Palmer method in writing. And my handwriting today is very good.
Do you remember what the Palmer method is?
Well, no, I can't remember what it is. But I know it's, we used to have, like, do five A's and make five lines. And that taught you how to do the A. And you did the B and the C. And it was, I think, we made ovals. That was the exercise. And then lines up and down. And I really learned how to write very well. Uh-huh. And I liked school. I really liked school.
Now, was this a religious school or public school?
It was a public school, yes. Uh-huh. And I think it's still there. It's in Abbey Hill.
What was its name?
Abbey Hill School. School, yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And was your family religious?
No, well, my grandfather was. And we always went to Murray Knox Church. And every Sunday you had to go to church. And Grandpa used to take us. And my grandfather and grandmother were very religious.
What religion was that?
Presbyterian. Mm-hmm. And we all lived together, my around each other's my mother's sister Jean lived. Oh, my grandfather had a business, sold papers, and all kinds of paraffin oil and paint.
A little shop
in Abbey Hill, uh-huh. And I remember. They had 10 children.
Now, was this your mother's father?
This is my mother's father and mother.
What was your mother's maiden name?
My mother's name was Mary Smith. A real old name. Uh-huh. And
I remember. And your grandfather, do you remember his name?
Oh, yes, my grandfather was a nice old man. He had a long beard, and he lived to be 63. Mm-hmm. And they were able to have a little summer place in Kippen, near Stirlingshire. And I always remember going there every summer. And I would reminisce now. It was such a nice place. And it was all the children had 2 weeks at Kippen. And it was a stucco house. It had up and down stairs, and I remember the stairs were real steep up to the, I think there was 2 bedrooms on the second floor. Mm-hmm. And we really had a nice time.
Can you remember any experiences in Kippen?
Yes, I do. There were outhouses. There was a place to wash clothes. And there was like gardens, and Grandpa used to have a garden. He had planted all his vegetables, and I remember they grew gooseberries, and all the kids used to go over the back and pick the gooseberries, and we all got very sick, and they wanted to know what we ate. So we had to tell Grandma that we ate the gooseberries. And of course we got punished. I just don't remember how we got punished, but we got punished. But we really had a nice time in Kippen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And how about your grandfather? Do you remember any experiences with him?
Oh, yes. Down the road, it was all dirt roads, you know. And down the road, there was what they called a ballach. And it was a long road with big trees on either side. And I remember one day, my cousin, who is 97, we went down there and started to walk down the Balloch, and all of a sudden we looked down and there was a hobo coming up this up the road, and that they didn't call them. They used to walk through the Balloch, and my cousin and I got scared, and we turned around and ran back home. But I always remember that they used to stop at all the houses for something to eat. And I remember that day that my cousin and I walked down there. We didn't walk too far because we were frightened, but he didn't touch us. He just I guess my grandmother gave him something to eat, and then he went on his way.
This was in Kippen?
This was Kippen, uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, how do you spell Balloch?
B-A-L-L-A-C-K. Uh-huh. Yeah, they call it the Balloch. Uh-huh. And that led to a farmhouse, and I remember, I think their name was M-A-I-N, Maine. And they used to have a farm, and Grandma got all her vegetables there, and I think they lived quite a while. But I remember Grandpa used to have all kinds of vegetables, and that's what they used, you know, in their every day. And and there was you walked up to the village, and there was a shop there by the name of Blair, and Grandma. We walked up every day with Aunt Jenny and Aunt Minnie, and they would give us a penny to buy sweets with. So I really loved going to Kippen.
Well, what kind of sweets would you be choosing?
Little penny candy, like butterscotch and licorice. I remember licorice sticks we had. But I know we used to love to go to the village. And that's where the church was, up in the village. Mm-hmm. But it was a very nice little place, all small stucco houses. And it was very nice. And they had 7 daughters and 3 sons. And the daughters' names were Lizzie, Mary, Jean, Aggie, and my mother, Mary. Did I say 7? And 3 sons. One was Sandy, Willie, and Jimmy.
This is your mother's
That's
mother
my
and
mother's
father.
Brothers and sisters.
Right. Now, how about your grandmother? What was she like?
Oh, she was a very nice old lady. She wasn't too old then, but she dressed so funny that she looked old, you know?
How did she dress?
She had a real long, wide skirt and a shawl, and then she wore a little bonnet on her head. I remember that. And she was a very good living lady. Mm-hmm. And 2 of the daughters never married. Jenny and Minnie never married. But the others, Aunt Lizzie had 1 son, Aunt Jean had 1 daughter, and Jimmy, I think, had Aunt Bessie, or Cousin Bessie, and they didn't have too many children. I guess they grew up with too many children, but they were nice living people, uh-huh. And very good to us, the grandma and grandpa. Uh-huh. I did have a picture of Kippen House. I don't know where it is though. Dottie, it might be in my drawer. But
how about you?
I have my birth certificate. Yeah, would you like to see it?
When we get finished.
Okay, okay.
Tell me about your other grandparents.
My father's mother, my father's father died while he was quite young. And my father had one brother and a sister, Aunt Dora. And the brother was Harry, I think, if I remember right. And they were very poor too. Aunt Dora married William Moody and they all lived together in it was only like a two-room apartment. And they all...
You mean your grandmother?
My grandmother and
Dora.
And the daughter and my mother and father didn't live with them. My mother and father lived in Edinburgh. I was born in Edinburgh.
Oh.
Yeah. But they lived in Leith. That's a suburb of Edinburgh.
Uh-huh.
And they were always very poor, too. Aunt Dora had three children, I think. And we used to go to visit them quite often. And Grandma, she had one eye. I remember that. And it was an accident with an ironer that she used to wind, used to turn to iron the clothes. And she was ironing this one day, and her hand slipped, and the handle came back and hit her in the eye, and she had to lose that eye. So I always remember that she always had a patch over her eye. But she used to wear a bonnet, too.
And the long skirts?
And
well.
a long skirt and a shawl. I always remember she wore a shawl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Okay. Oh,
that's a
pictures of
that's a picture of the house.
This is the
house in Kippen.
In Kippen. Oh, uh-huh.
And this is my dad right here. He was in the volunteers.
In Leith in 1903.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, what was your father's name?
Alexander Allen. Alexander Allen Ward. They called him Eck, E-C-K.
Uh-huh.
But he was a good-looking man,
now,
quite tall.
When you lived in Abbey Hill,
yeah.
What, do you remember the house you lived in there?
I think we lived in two or three houses. It seems to me we moved around a lot. But I remember I was born in Willowbrae Road. And but I went to school in Abbey Hill.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we lived in a two-room house in Baltic Street. I used to have to walk to school, but I liked walking. And
did you have sisters and brothers in Scotland?
I had one sister, and I had two brothers, but my one brother, Jimmy, who was named after my grandfather, he died at 7 years of age. My mother and father and we were walking. We used to walk a lot in Scotland, and I remember Jimmy ran ahead of my mother and father, and he fell. And when that night when he came home, he had a pain in his stomach, and they took him to the hospital and operated on him. He had done something to his stomach, and they operated on him. And he came out of the operation, I remember, but the nurse wasn't at his bedside, and he wriggled, and broke the stitches, and he died. But I always remember that was a very sad thing, because he was my grandfather's favorite grandchild, and he was the first grandchild. And I always remember it was quite a sad time. And then I had a sister who died at 18 months. She died with what they call consumption of the bowels. And she was a very pretty little girl. She had curly hair. And my brother, Alan, he died. He was married and died at, how old was, oh, she gone. He was 49 when he died. No, 52 when he died. He died in 49. But he died of, he was in the Navy. And they were out one day, and he was in a truck, and they were going through a road where there was a lot of what do you call those? They grow on trees and they fall.
Oh, coconuts.
Johnny, what?
Coconuts.
Coconut trees. And one of them hit my brother on the on the head. And they think that's what caused his death. Mm. It did something and he got cancer and he died.
Wow. How old were you when your first brother died?
I was just a baby. Because my brother was, I was the youngest. So my brother, it was my brother and my sister and me as a baby. I just don't know how old I was. Uh-huh.
So the sister who died when she was 18 months.
18 months.
She, how old were you then? Were you younger than she?
I think I was just a baby.
I see. So you can't, like, remember a funeral or anything
of
your brother and sister when you were little?
Uh-huh. No, I can't remember that. But I do remember my grandfather's funeral.
That was in Scotland.
That was in Scotland.
Did you describe that? What was that?
Yes.
Like?
We lived in my grandfather had his store, and they lived at the back of the store, and there was bedrooms downstairs. And I remember my grandfather, there was a steps across the street, and they used to go up the steps to the high, what they call the high road. And I always remember the grandchildren were told to go up there and watch the funeral. And in those days, there was no women allowed to go to the funeral, and all the men walked behind the hearse down to the cemetery. Mm. But
and then the women could be at the cemetery or
no? No, they weren't allowed to go to the funeral. Mm-hmm. Just men. Mm-hmm. And I always remember his friends and all his church friends had, you know, they were all dressed in their long coattails, and I remember that they walked behind the hearse.
Now, was there such a thing as a funeral parlor, or was he laid
out?
No,
they were buried from the house. Mm-hmm. The coffin was laid out in what they call the parlor. And
can you remember that?
I remember that, and I remember they were he was wrapped in a shroud. There's no dressing up, just wrapped in a shroud. And just a plain box, no fancy coffin. And that was how he was buried.
Mm-hmm. Now, did people come in, friends and relatives come into the home during the time he was laid out in the home?
I think so, but not many. It was all very quiet. Mm-hmm. And I forget how long they kept them, but I know that the coffin was in the parlor, and
now this picture that we have here, where your father is.
Yes.
What did you call that? What he was in?
The volunteers.
The volunteers.
Yes.
What were they volunteers for?
I think. They would volunteer to go to war, if there was war, and I just don't know. They're taking the Leith 1903.
Yes.
And my.
Could you describe your father?
My father was a great singer. He loved to sing all the Scotch songs, and he played a melodeon, and we used to sing all the Scotch songs, and I remember learning some of the songs that he used to sing, and.
Could you sing a song that he taught you?
Well, he taught me one. I'm in love with a bonny wee lass, but I don't think she cares much for me. The last time I met her, she told me that I'd do anything for her. In fact, I would dee. She turned round and telt me. She thought I was daft, but she fair knocked me oot when she said, "What? Marry you? A woman, you're daft. She does nae care for me. Not a little bit. She is what the neighbors call a lady. I've known her all my life. I'd like to have her for my wife. I loved her ever since she was a baby. I'm foo the new. I'm absolutely foo. I adore the country I was born in. For my name is Jock McCraw, and I dinna care a straw. I've something in my bottle for my morning." I remember a lot of songs.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And how about your mother? How would you describe her?
My mother was a servant growing up. In fact, all the girls were servants to the rich. Mm-hmm. And
did she have a particular job? What kind of?
No, my mother. No, they did. The women didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, when she was young, you mean?
Yeah, in the person's house. What did she do?
She dusted and had a uniform, a white apron and a little cap. And I remember that.
Now, would she live there or would she live at home?
She lived at the house.
At the house.
Yes. Uh-huh. Wherever she was working, mm-hmm. She lived there. And then I guess they had their days off. Mm-hmm. But they have a name for it. But I remember most of the girls were, in fact, my grandmother was a servant growing up.
Now, both sides, your mother's side and your father's side, they were born in Scotland?
Yes, born in Scotland.
So yeah. Your grandparents were
My grandparents too. Uh-huh. Were born in Scotland, yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, you mentioned your father was the first one to come to this country.
Yes.
Now, did he have relatives here when he first came?
No. Well, yes, not his relatives, my mother's relatives. Aunt Jean, she, her and Uncle Sandy, they came a year ahead of my father, and they had one daughter, my cousin, who is living now. She lives in Essex Fells right now, and she's 15 months younger than I am, and she's still living. Wonderful. We go up there to see her quite often.
So it was through your mother's relatives that your father happened to come?
Yes, and he came to a little town called Firthcliffe, a little suburb of Cornwall, New York. Where the military academy is now.
Oh, I see. And so he went and stayed with your mother.
He stayed with Aunt Jean until we came.
I see. And he left. The reasons he left.
Left Scotland because he didn't have any work.
What had he been doing for work in Scotland?
He was what they call a saddler. He had something to do with the seats and the trains. making the seats, and he was called a saddler, sewing the seats. And but the got so that there wasn't enough work for everybody, but that's what he did.
Okay, we're going to pause here for a second. We're doing. Oh, now it's fine. Okay, we're resuming the interview here, and we were talking about your father coming first to this country, and that he was a saddler when he
left Scotland. Yes, and saddler is a they make horses harnesses. Mm-hmm. I remember he got a job when he came later years he got a job as saddler up in Cambridge, New York. But when he first came here, there was a carpet mill in Firthcliffe, a suburb of Cornwall. That's when he first came, and he got a job in the carpet mill, and that's where we worked. And I remember he got $9 a week, but that was a lot then, because everything was so much cheaper. Uh-huh. And we had a very nice house.
Well, did your father write to you and your family before you came over here? Do you remember?
Oh yes,
that?
I think he wrote and told mother about getting a job and that he liked America. But I remember when we came, I didn't like America at all.
Did you? You said you didn't really want to leave.
I didn't want to leave Scotland. I loved Scotland. And when I went to school here, they didn't know what to do with me because, and I think Rita was telling me the same thing one day, I was at far advanced for what grade I was in. I left Scotland in the fourth grade, and I remember I had an accent, and all the kids used to laugh at me, and I would cry because they were laughing. I was a crybaby. But the teacher was so nice. She said, "Don't mind when they laugh at you. They're not laughing at you. They're laughing with you. They're laughing because they like to hear you talk."
And did you believe her?
Yes, I did. I believed her. Uh-huh. And then I just didn't pay any attention. She said, "Don't pay any attention to them. But they're not laughing because they want to be mean. They like to hear your accent." So I remember that. And they were very pleased at the way I used to write. And, of course, school here was a lot different than Scotland, you know. But I went to the eighth grade. Uh-huh. And I was 14. And I went to work in the carpet mill, too. Mm-hmm.
And how was the school different? How was the school different?
Well, I guess the different geography, and I remember the teacher saying that how good my writing was, you know, and the arithmetic, I guess the arithmetic was about the same, but I can't remember a lot about it.
Mm-hmm. If we could back up a minute, what, do you remember how you felt when you were leaving? How you felt about coming here?
Well, I guess I didn't know what it was going to be like. And my mother, she didn't really want to come either. But it was just a matter of necessity. We had to. Mm-hmm. But I remember coming to Aunt Jean's house and how good she was to us.
Uh-huh. Well, before you left, did you know anything about, what did you expect? Did you have certain expectations about this country?
No, I didn't have, but I know I was glad to see Madge, what my cousin's name was, Madge. And I was awfully glad to see Madge again, mm-hmm. because she's been like a sister to me. It wasn't like my cousin. In fact, my mother took different jobs, and I stayed with Aunt Jean most of my youth. I was with Aunt Jean most of the time.
Uh-huh. And how about, like, when you left?
Yeah.
Did people come to say goodbye, or what was it like when you were actually leaving?
Well, I do remember all the relatives coming to say goodbye, and there was a few tears. I remember that, but I don't remember too much about it.
Do you remember the actual departure, actually leaving your home, and how?
I can't remember that. I just remember getting on the boat. I remember that. And I had a big wart on my wrist. And everybody kept saying to me, you'll never get to America with that wart there. And I remember it was a doctor at the, when we came on the boat, it was a doctor there looking you over. And I remember him saying, what are you doing with that ugly thing on your wrist? And I cried then too, but, my mother told that we were going to have it taken off when we got to America, and we did. Mm-hmm. It was right there, a great big thing.
Wow. Now, where did you leave from?
Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Yeah.
And do you remember getting to Glasgow from Abbey Hill?
No, I don't remember that too well. But I remember we came steerage, and we were down underneath. But I remember it was kind of rough.
And the ship, the name of the ship?
Columbia, yes. And I think it was, we were about the third day out when we hit the iceberg.
Why don't you tell all about that, whatever you can remember.
I remember it was quite foggy. I remember that. And my brother, he used to play near the rail, and just before we hit the iceberg, he was sitting on the rail and just got down. Otherwise, he would have been thrown into the water. But I remember this terrible jarring, and they say that if the captain seen the iceberg at the last minute and reversed the propeller. Otherwise, instead of us hitting the iceberg floated to us. And I remember that it was a terrible, terrible excitement. That was running all over, people running all over, kids crying. And I remember there was one man, he had been drinking, and he had a bag of candy, and he said, where's all those greeting barons? That meant, where's all those crying children? And the lookout man, he was on the top of a mast, and he was the one that looked for the icebergs, and he was killed. But they never told that. They just said there was one man killed. But I remember they said it damaged the bow of the boat, and there was a hole in it as big as a horse and wagon could go through. And we were stopped there all night, and if it had been stormy, we might have sunk. But all you could hear was hammering. They tried to fix it as the best they could. But they fixed it so that we could just move very slowly. And it took, I think we were about 10 or 12 days late in getting to America. But I remember it was quite a lot of excitement.
What were people doing? Do you remember?
The workmen tried to quiet them, and I remember, I guess there was a lot of people wondering what was going to happen, whether we were going to get it fixed or not. But they did fix the hole as much as they could. And I remember my mother saying that she wondered if my father would, you know, it's likely they telegraphed it. But it was quite a busy time.
Was there any talk about getting into lifeboats or anything like that?
No, I don't remember that. But I don't think so. I think that whatever they did, they got things quietened down and then started to fix it as the best they could.
Mm-hmm. Well, now this happened before the Titanic went down.
A year before, mm-hmm. Yeah.
9 months before. Okay. So that must have been very frightening.
Oh, it was frightening. I remember we were all crying. All the kids were crying. And I guess it took quite a lot for the parents to quiet them. And in this article here, it tells how many was in the first class and second class and then steerage. And there was about more than 1,000 people on the boat.
Uh-huh. Now, you were traveling with your mother?
Mother and 16-year-old brother,
Alan.
He was named after my father.
So, did you make friends with other children on the boat?
I don't remember that. I can't remember playing with any children. No, I can't remember that. Mm-hmm. But I know it took quite a few days because it had to go so slow. What is that, Doc?
Do you remember when the boat came into the New York Harbor, when the Columbia came in?
We came into Sellers Island, yeah.
Do you remember seeing the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, I remember that, and everybody was excited. Was Ellis Island, Ellis Island's near, is it near?
Right near the Statue of
Liberty.
Yeah,
Statue of Liberty, yeah.
And did you come in the morning or afternoon?
I can't remember that,
uh-huh.
No. But I remember they had rows and rows. You know, people walked through one place after the other, and then they ask you questions. And I remember meeting my father. It was quite exciting. He's so glad to see us. And then I remember I think we took the boat up to Cornwall on the Hudson. They didn't have any cars, but I remember we took the Hudson River Day Line up to Cornwall.
Wow.
And I liked Cornwall. Cornwall's a very nice little place.
Well, was there anything else at Ellis Island? How long did it take you? Were you there a long time?
Can't remember that. No, I can't remember just how long we were.
Did you eat anything there? Do you remember if you went to the dining room there?
No, I can't remember that either.
Okay.
No.
But apparently you went through rather quickly. You didn't have any problem?
No, we didn't have any problem because we had somebody meeting us.
I guess
you'd have more of a problem if you didn't have some relative to meet you.
That's right.
But we were so glad to see my aunt.
Well, did any of the doctors pick up on the wart on your wrist?
No. In fact, I don't remember how it was taken off, but I remember I didn't have it too long after I got here.
Uh-huh.
But I remember the kids teasing me in Scotland. You won't get to America with that thing on your wrist. But
so you when you got to Cornwall,
yeah,
and then you started school soon after?
Yes. Yeah.
And what were some of the things that struck you as new and different in this country that you hadn't?
I guess the weather. Hated the summers. It was so hot. I remember that. And it was cold in the winter because we had no heat. We had just a fireplace, you know. And I remember I had to walk to school. And in the winter, when I got to school, I would be frozen. And in the summer, it would be so darn hot that I didn't like that. I wanted to go back to Scotland.
When did you start to change so that you no longer wanted to go back, when life got more pleasant for you here?
I guess when I met my husband.
And how did you meet him?
Yeah. Well, I had a girlfriend, I remember that. And she had a boyfriend. And he introduced Charlie to me. And I was only about 15. And I think we went together for about 3 years. Then we got married. Then I had Dottie the next year. And
what was it you liked about Charlie?
Well, I thought he was good looking. And just thought I liked him. I didn't like his mother. But before we got married, we got married, and my mother and father, I was 15, and my dad was in the First World War. I didn't tell you that.
No, do you remember the
First World War? I remember that. It was in the First World War,
right?
And he joined the cavalry, and it was called Lord Strathcona's Horse.
Lord
Strathcona's Horse, the cavalry. And when they got to Germany, they had to take their horses away from them because there was so much mud, they couldn't use them. And I remember Dad telling us that they had trenches then. He was in a trench, and he was buried in sandbags, and it caused him to be very lame. His hips were crushed, and he died through an accident. His hips he was crippled, mm-hmm. And that's what caused his death.
Yeah.
He joined with the Canadians, and when he got so that he couldn't get along, he came to Canada and stayed in Canada. And he was in Canada quite a few years, but then he died, and then Mother had his body moved down to Cornwall, and he was buried in Cornwall, and Mother's buried in Cornwall too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he was, when you say he was buried in sandbags, this was for
protection? Yes, protection for them. Mm-hmm. And I guess a bomb or something exploded, and the men in that trench were buried. But I guess they got them out. Mm. But that was what happened to him. and he had a pension from being
injured. Now, do you remember anything about the First World War? How it affected you personally?
Well, I think it affected me that I had to go and live with my aunt, and my mother went over to England to visit my father, and she couldn't get back again because of the war, mm-hmm. and she went to work as a first aide in England. But I remember it was quite a bad war.
Let's see. How about your husband? Was he of Scottish descent?
No, he was born in America. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. He was born in Orange, New Jersey. Yeah.
Okay. So you had two children?
I just did I have two children?
Yeah.
No, I just had Dottie.
Just Dottie. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. How about grandchildren?
I have one grandson and two great-grandsons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they live in Pompton Lakes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about the music, that your father was so musical and that you learned all those songs, when you came to this country, did you learn songs here? Did you keep...
Oh, yes. I was singing all the time. I remember I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. That was a great song. And my mother-in-law, we'd go out on a Sunday for a ride, and I would be singing all the time, and she didn't like that. She didn't like me to sing, but I used to like to sing.
What were some of the other popular songs that you remember from when you?
Do I remember
that you came when you first came over?
I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles?
Oh, well, or just the names of some that you can recall being...
Oh, what were some of the songs? I can't think right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I know I used to, every song that came out, I would sing.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I used to love to sing. Doing my housework, I'd be singing.
Now, did you stay connected with other Scottish people in this country?
No, I don't remember. My brother's, my sister-in-law was a Belgian heritage, and they had one daughter, Elaine, and she has just since died, and we miss her terrible. I'll show you her picture.
Be careful, you have
the micro. That's her picture there.
Uh-huh.
She died of cancer, uh-huh. And her husband, he's a basket case yet. She's dead about, how long is,
6 months, uh-huh.
She's dead.
Yeah.
And we all miss her terrible.
Uh-huh. Were there any things, any kinds of habits or ways of doing things that you continued in this country that you would have done in Scotland? Did you?
Well, I went to work in the carpet mill,
mm-hmm.
And we'd all be singing. I remember everybody used to sing. We all sang while we worked, and we used to have to stretch the yarn before the carpets were made. And everybody worked in the carpet mill. My brother worked there. He worked in the coloring of the carpets,
uh-huh.
And Ida, my sister-in-law, she got me a job in there, and I used to be on her loom, stretching her yarn, and I worked there quite a long time. Then I came down here to live,
uh-huh.
And my brother and sister-in-law lived in Cornwall. quite a few years, and they come down here to live. And we lived in the same house for a while. They lived upstairs, and we lived downstairs, Charlie and Dot and I. But we all liked First Cliff, but they got so that they closed that carpet mill, and there was no place for people to work there. So they came down here and got jobs.
Mm-hmm. And how about your husband? What did he do?
Charlie worked in different, he was a milkman for a while. And then he worked on the trolley cars. He was a conductor on a trolley car. Mm-hmm. And I remember that. I used to take his supper over to where the car would come. And he'd stop now to give him his supper.
That's the kind of thing that people would do in Scotland.
Yes.
Okay, do you think that coming here as a young girl made a difference?
Oh, I think I'm much better off than I would be in Scotland, I think.
Uh-huh.
If we stayed poor, it wouldn't have been very nice. But when I was growing up, I was about 16. My father was in the war, and there was a ammunition factory in Bloomfield. And I worked there on a lathe, and I was only 16.
Wow.
I worked on a lathe. And Charlie worked in the powder room, I remember that. And that was in 1916.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And then Charlie would meet me at noontime. We'd go and have lunch. But I remember working this lathe, and we made the shells. Do something to the shells. Mm-hmm. And that was quite a... That ammunition factory didn't last long either, though. But I worked there maybe a year or so.
Was there a great feeling, like during the Second World War, of everybody pitching in and
everybody pitched in, yes. And then when America went into war, that was in 1917, mm-hmm. when America went in. Well, my father had been over there about 3 years. He was a great soldier. He you can tell he was he loved to be in the army, mm-hmm. and I remember my father telling us about all the balls he used to go to, and the ladies would be all dressed up, and the men would be in their dress uniforms.
Mm-hmm. This was when he was in the service?
Yeah, uh-huh. And this before he was in the war, when he was young.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in the...
In the volunteers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about the Depression? Do you remember how that affected you?
Oh, yes. You were in the Depression too, weren't you, Dottie? We had to have coupons to get eggs and meat. And we had a hard time. But we got over it. The Depression was very bad. And then the speakeasies was a bad thing. That was terrible. I remember because Charlie used to go to one of the speakeasies, and I didn't like it. I remember that. But I forget how long the Depression lasted, but it lasted a long time. What year was that?
Well, it was the 30s.
Yeah, the 30s.
Do you think your personality was affected by the fact that you came here and started a new life as a young girl, and your whole family did that?
No, I don't think so. I was quite quiet when I was younger. Maybe that had something to do with it, coming from another country, I don't know. But I'm glad we came here because well, living was much better here. You know, you had more to eat, and things were better. Dottie went to school in East Orange, went to high school there.
Okay, well, we're right at the end of the tape. Is there anything else that you want to say before we close?
I can't remember anything else, dear.
I think you've said.
You think I've done enough?
I think you've done a wonderful job. I want to thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm speaking with Agnes Fairchild, who came in 1911 at the age of 10 from Scotland. And this is Janet Levine signing off.